Okay, Torah Or Vayechi, page 90, middle of the first column. Good, now the Rebbe explained what Reuven is, what Shimon is, what Levi is. And then he said, through Reuven and Shimon and Levi, you come to the Haidah, to mission of Yehuda, which is complete bittul. That's the level of Shemon Esrei and the bowing in the middle of Shemon Esrei, that a person becomes completely bottle. And he says, okay, we're like 15 lines from the end of the first column. Lachain, therefore, but then he says that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all the level of Mamala Kol Almin. But to Yehuda, that's the level of Seviv Kol Almin, which is bittul completely, that nothing exists. Lachain, Yav, Shalaschot, Tefillah, Shimon, Esrei, therefore, you can't begin the Tefillah of Shimon, Esrei, okay, you need that first the level, basically Reuven, Shimon, and Levi to come to Yehuda. I by Mincha we daven Shimon Esrei without Psuka de Zimra and Berchas Krishma. He says in parentheses, and by Mincha Shemispalu Maktvir Shimon Esrei. The Chayda, if Amida Shimon Esrei needs the Aveda Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, how is it possible to daven Mincha without that? He says that's because you have it, the continuation from Shachris. I, by Ma'ariv, we do have brachas before Shemon Esrei. By Ma'ariv, you do because it's another day. Because it's another day, so therefore you need again. That's the level of wedging the end and the beginning of Amaskul Yavu. Okay, just skip the parentheses in the next column. Vine, so you explain, Yehuda Ata Yeducha Achecha. Yehuda is the level of Ata. In order to reveal the level of Yehuda, you need Yeducha Achecha, the bittul of your brothers, meaning of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And then the pasuk continues, Yadcha ba'erif eivecha. Your hand will be in the neck of your enemies. What does that mean? Eivecha, what are the enemies of a Jew? Hey minyani eilam v'tzarchi agufa gashmi. What are the enemies of the Jews? Like the Baal Shem Tov said, ki yivsira chamor. When you look at your chumrius, your coarseness, your mundane level, you'll see it's really your enemy. He says, the needs of the physical body. Thank you. Of the physical body. And he says, even though we need to have them, Hashem made it that we need to eat and sleep. I mean, how could that be your enemy? It has to be, though, we treat it like the back of the neck. In other words, chitzeni is not important versus to make that important. Yeah, we need to eat and live and sleep and all that. But that shouldn't be the primary purpose. Yeah, we're not talking according to Pshat. We're talking according to Chassidus. And he says it should be a level of Erev Leipanim. Pchin is Panim. What does Panim mean? Hainu Sha'es Adavah Belev Nefesh. You do it with excitement and enthusiasm. So he says, the Gashmi Zdika thing should be a level of Erev, Ainu Bechinus Achurayim, the external levels, command the Shatfe Basi Katfe Balkarcha, as if you throw it over your shoulders, meaning I have no choice, I have to do it, but I really don't want to do it. And then the Pasik says, your hand is in the neck of your enemies, meaning Eivecha refers to the Gashmi Zdika things. They have to be treated by you like the back of the neck, unimportant. But then it says Yodcha, don't read it Yodecha. Hand, read it Yoducha. Hainu Bechinus Yodcha Mamish. Ki Yemincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shovim. It says you should read it Yodecha, meaning the level of Yemincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shovim. That Hashem's right hand is open to accept Bali Tshuva, which is the level of Yemin. The chesed shenis bashit lamata mata, the level of chesed that comes all the way down. Meaning, like it says, Vayar Yisrael Yer HaGdei Lo Asher Atzah Hashem B'Mitzrayim. The Yidin saw the great hand of Hashem Now, hand, stam, is right hand. So what did the Eden see by Kriyas Yamsuf? They saw Yad HaGdoyla, the tremendous level of chesed that came all the way down to Mitzrayim. That means Hashem's right hand, the level of the highest level of chesed, came all the way down even to Mitzrayim. This descent of Hashem coming down into Mitzrayim as if he was forced to do it. Who the person realizes the following. Yotcha doesn't mean Yotcha of Yehuda, it means Yotcha Hashem's hand. That Yotcha, Hashem's hand, which is the highest level of chesed, is coming all the way down into the level of Eire Feivecha. Meaning, a person realizes, only because Hashem is telling me to do it, that I need it, that's why I'm doing it. Yotcha, the level of, because the person has Yehud Ata, you're revealing the level of Bittul to Hashem. And then you understand that Yotcha, this that Hashem wants us to do, eating and sleeping and business and all that, is coming into Erev Evech, it's coming all the way down, but really who wants us to do it? We're doing it because Hashem wants us to do it. And Hashem wanted this to happen. Why does Hashem want this to happen? Why would he want to come into Gashmis? Transform darkness to light. To eat with the power of that food. And then, because like we learned in other places, the food comes from a higher level of Tehu. So then we elevate even the world of Tehu. So therefore he says like this. First you have the Ava Ruvain, you have the Yira of Shimon, then you have the Torah of Levi, then you come, Apam Eides Hashem. Now I can come to the level of Yehuda, which is Shmonesi, which is complete Bittul. And the Birchas Psukah de Zimra, Birchas Krishma of Shachris is good for Mincha. And maybe we have it again because it's a new day. And the person realizes that Yehuda Ato, in order to reveal this level of Hidah, Bittul, Hashem, it has to be Yotcha to realization that Hashem's right hand, meaning Hashem's unbelievable chesed, is coming into Erev Eivecha, into the Gashmi's necessities, meaning the attitude of the person is, should be, the reason why I'm eating and drinking and sleeping and doing business, if it's only because one reason, this is what Hashem wants. Like the Rebbe explained once, Vayered Mitzrayma, we say in the Haggadah, Vayered Mitzrayma, Ono Sapia Dibur. Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, forced by Hashem, in the beginning of the Haggadah, yeah? So the Rebbe explains, what does it mean, forced by Hashem in a spiritual level? He said, Bechlal, a Jew doesn't belong in Mitzrayim. How does the Jew get to Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is ultimate corruption. The Jew is ultimate Kedusha. The only reason is because God forced us to. Onus, we're forced by Hashem. Hashem wants the Neshama to come into Mitzrayim. Neshama should come into the body. What? One second. So a person needs to realize, why am I eating and sleeping and doing business? For one reason, because Hashem wants me to. What?
At different times, let's say in Mitzrayim, and then you come to the is that the Gilgul HaNefesh at different reasons?
It's not Gilgul HaNefesh. It's a process, or in the coming of Mashiach. In the coming of Mashiach, there has to be a process. We learned many times. Hashem created a perfect world. Okay, Hashem said that's not good enough because I did it. I want you people to make a good world. So how do you make a good world by people if the world's already perfect? So Hashem had to break it, meaning Adam Chava sinned. And then they had to do tshuva. And then this also, then the flood. And then Avraham Avinu. And then Matan Torah. And then first, Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the exiles, all that is a process in the coming of Mashiach.
But this specific people that go through these very, very tough times,
I don't know. That you have to ask people that know neshamas. I know bodies and I know eating and sleeping. That's what I know.
But that's all because of the...
It's all the process.
Process.
And this is all the hand of Yehuda. No, 1 second. Okay, we have to understand that this desire of Hashem to eat and drink and do business shouldn't be our pnimius, meaning it shouldn't be our ultimate purpose. That shouldn't be our goal. It's only the level of Erev. And the level of neck, meaning external, should only be in the level Yadcha Yedecha. Bechinas Yadcha Shal Yehuda, which also refers to the hand of Yehuda. Because Yehuda is the level of Bittul, and he said before that's the level of Sevev Kol Almin, that there's no difference between Or, Choshech, Holy, up, down, Atzilus, Bri, and all that. Gam Choshech, Liashche. Then darkness doesn't darken. Uchashech, Ka'er, and light and dark are the same. Gashmis, Ruchni, Shavim, they're all the same. Meaning, there's a level of Kedusha, there's a level of godliness, that there's no difference between good and bad, light and dark, spiritual and physical. Why? Because as far as Hashem is concerned, Ruchnius and Gashmius are both like nothing. It's all action. It's the lowest level. By Hashem, it's such a level of infinite that the best and the worst are all the same. If that's the same, if that's the case, therefore, by a Jew has to feel that it's all by Ruchnius. By Hashem, it's all Ruchnius. Okay? Hashem, there's an expression in Chassidus, Hashem gives the Jew Gashmius, and the purpose of the Jew is to make it Ruchnius. To take from the physical, make it spiritual. Because even the level of Chochmah, which is the highest of all the levels, what do we say in davening after Baruch Hu? Kulam b'chochma asisa. I mean, it's impossible. Kulam b'chochma asisa means Chochmah and asisa is the same thing. That's the advantage of Yehuda over Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Ha'ana b'china seido b'gili shebetfila. The open bittel of Shmanesi. Shatiya Yadcha Be'erif Eivach. That your hand should be in the hand and the enemy's neck. Meaning, Shasha Eisig Be'erif Eivach. Meaning, what is davening accomplished? Like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, when he speaks about the Beinani, he says, at the time of davening, the Yetzirah goes to sleep. The problem is, as Chalef is Ve'erif Eivach Menu Ava. But after davening, when you're stopping meditating into the greatness of Hashem, then you get into the real world. So then but mikamakem nisher rishimu. It remains a mark. There's still a remainder of davening. There's still something, like it says in the expression Chassidus, Shachris has to last the Jew to Mincha. Mincha has to last the Jew to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv has to last the Jew to Krishma Lamita. And Krishma Lamita has to last you until the morning. That means it should influence, even though you're not davening anymore, but the davening should leave a mark that affects the person the whole day. That's the purpose of davening. So even though the real love of Hashem leaves after davening because you're not meditating anymore in Hashem, it's still noticeable from the person's day that it's a person that davened. I mean, even when you're in business, it's noticeable that this is a person that davened. Meaning, obviously, not only that you don't cheat and lie and steal and all that, but you feel in the person's business, the way he's conducting business, he's doing it because Hashem wants him to do, that's it. He doesn't want it. He's doing it because this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants, that's what I'm doing.
Doesn't the Torah say you have to work?
Yeah.
Right.
In the Ten Commandments, it says, Shesh yamim tasim alachtecha. 6 days you should do your work. And the Medrash says, and the Sefri says, Umitzvah saseh. It's a positive mitzvah. We mentioned the other week, there's a Mishnah in Ksubis that says, Batala mevi lidei shimum. Batala means not working, brings a person to insanity. It's a Mishnah that says in Ksubis.
Somebody could read this, and everything is for the sake of Hashem.
No.
Hashem told me to do Torah and Mitzvah.
That's part of Torah Mitzvah. Because there's two other ones. One second. One, there's another mission, another pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, "B'chol drachecha do'ehu," in all your ways, you should know Hashem. Another mission says, "B'chol masecha," all your deeds, your acts, meaning not mitzvahs from Hashem, should be l'shem shemayim. So the Rebbe explains in the Sikha the difference between b'chol derechecha do'ehu and kol masecha l'shem shemayim l'cheir is seemingly the same thing, but the Rebbe explains the big difference between the two. But then the Rebbe explains that because you're dealing with business l'shem shemayim, that accomplishes more than doing mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs Hashem gave us into objects that we can deal with, elevate, you know. Business, because it's lower than mitzvah, when you do business properly, you know, L'shem Shemayim basically and all that, so then what happens is you actually accomplish greater accomplishments than with Torah Mitzvahs. So therefore, that's what Hashem really wants. Mask, sir. Oh.
He's from La Brea.
I know. La Brea doesn't have masks. Maybe we should donate some boxes of masks to La Brea. Anyway. So the Hashem wants that we should do the business, because then when we do the business, we elevate a lower level of the world than mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs are what things are objects Hashem commanded us to do. Tefillin, lulav, esrog, whatever, make it, candles, whatever. This girl, he says, what causes all this level? Liyas Yehuda ata, to have the level of Yehuda. Then it says you stop, because the pasuk continues, your father's sons will bow to you. Basically, the pasuk simply means Yehuda, you're in control, you're the king, they're going to bow to you. But Al Rebbe is explaining the pasuk in a much deeper level. Why is it that Yehuda ata yiducha achecha? Why is Yehuda this level of bittul and accomplishes who knows what? Because the Bnei Avicha are going to bow to you. What does that mean? Bowing is bringing down. When you bow, your head's higher, and now you bow to the ground. So what does that represent? Higher, coming down into lower.
What does it say your father's son? Doesn't say your father.
Huh? Oh, so Rashi says in Chumash, because there are four different mothers. He meant all the Shvatim should bow to Yehuda. The mother is only Leah. There's only a few kids. Six kids, to be exact. But no, the Pasuk Bnei Avicha means all of Yaakov's children. But he says, Zeu in Yinishtachva Sheba Shemanesri, which I'm Bechina Savicha. What is the level of Avicha? The level of Rachim of Abonim, the mercy of a father and children. Avinu Aver Achman, a father, the father of mercy. Shachmon is the bechinas Av. The Rachmanis is the level of Av, a father. The Toldus Rachmanis is the level of Tzedakah v'Chesed. Lahach is Ruach Shvalim, meaning like this. Mercy is the father, the primary thing. The offshoot is when you do Chesed and Tzedakah. Shakol Eisa Chesed B'midas Rachmin, L'Rachim Alaniim V'Yaseimim. That's the level of Bnei Avicha. In other words, like this, Al Rebbe is defining Avicha means Rachmanis. Avinu Ove Rachman. Now, when you do act on that, you know, I can have mercy on somebody, but if I don't act on it, it's not going to go anywhere. So when a person acts on the level of Rachmanis, that's called Bnei Avicha. In other words, Because that level of Rachmanis to come all the way down into worldly things, which is the level of Yehuda, the level of Bittul, that's B'nei Avicha. And he says, Gam b'chinas Avicha Teira. Avicha refers to Teira, which arises in Mechachman Nafk, which is the level of Av. Father, they can say, Shema b'ni Musa Avicha Teira Shebiksav. B'nei Avicha Emeskim B'Teira are those that occupy themselves in Teira. And that's what it says, Yishtachu l'cho b'nei Avicha. She b'nei Avicha Emeskim B'Teira G'mirat Chesodim. Those people that occupy in Teira G'mirat Chesodim, Heim Yishtach V'loch, who bow to you, meaning, V'yamshichu Eisach, they'll bring down this level of Yehuda, this level of ultimate Bittul, all the way down. In Noiz Chilosim B'Seif Shateirev V'gimur Chesodim, Heim Neisim Keir B'Nefesh. This gives the strength in the Nefesh to awaken the Ava V'Yira until it comes to the level of Heidah V'Bittul, until it comes to the level of Yehuda. In other words, how can a person reach, besides the fact that you need Reuven, Shimon, and Levi to come to Yehuda, you need Pesukah de Zimin and that to come to Shemon Esrei. In addition to that, when the Yidin do B'nei Avicha, meaning they do acts of Rachmanis, they act on the mercy, they do act of mercy, and B'nei Avicha, they learn Torah, that awakens the level of Yehuda, which is the level of Bittul, that brings down the highest level of Hashem, that Ruchnis and Gashmis, light and dark, is all equal. That's brought down through the other Shvatim doing their Aveidah.